Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Time to chat with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Let's start local. The primary was a few days ago, and obviously all eyes are on the mayor's race and what's going to happen with this next month election. I know, Michael, that you are a consultant for one of the candidates, so please explain that. But what are your thoughts on what's happening with that race?
Sure. I've done some work on behalf of organizations supportive of Kara Spencer, and you should remember that as we discuss. Having said that, I think this race really is baked, Scott, meaning that we kind of see what's going to happen. We had the election just a couple of days ago, and the incumbent mayor was no doubt turned down by the voters. And this janky system that we have in the city of St. Louis where everybody could vote, it maybe looked a little worse than it even was. And I think that makes it hard for her to raise resources moving forward. I anticipate Kara Spencer wins bigly, and that Tashara Jones will face the consequences for a record that the voters aren't pleased with.
Can you explain that phrase you just use, janky system where everyone can vote?
Well, I mean, the progressives that was brought in by Tashara Jones came in with this idea that we would vote and you could vote for everybody, literally everybody in the primary. And then we come back, you know, in the next month and vote in a head-to-head election. It makes no sense, Scott. I don't understand why we're not just doing a typical election. If we were to do one thing to make it easier and better in the city of St. Louis, it would change the election dates from March and April to potentially August and November, when we know people participate, because only having 17% of the city participate in the mayor's election is just pathetic.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You want to add anything, John?
Well, I think Michael sized it up correctly. For me, the biggest surprise was the comptroller race, where Darlene Green narrowly was edged out in the primary by Donna Behringer. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Darlene Green's been there. I think she got elected the same year we passed the Smoot-Hawley tariff. And so, you know, she's been there a long time. So that's a race to really keep your eye on. I don't think Donna Behringer's got it locked in. But it's going to be very competitive next month, and that would be a major surprise if she were unseated.
Speaking of tariffs, those with Mexico and Canada have been postponed once again another month. Do you think that Canada's prime minister is gaining strength, even though he looked like he was in trouble? What is your assessment of what this Trump policy is doing to the leaders of other countries and the people of other countries? John, I'll start with you.
Well, it's had a real impact, obviously. it's had an impact domestically. Our business community in the U.S. is not sure. There's a lot of uncertainty about when or if tariffs are going to be imposed. And so they've got to kind of deal with that. Manufacturers who have to deal with both or all three countries and their production process aren't sure what the cost structure is going to be going forward. So you've got that. What we know is that Donald Trump has always been committed to supporting tariffs, and he believes that tariffs will benefit the U.S. domestic production economy. I think he's wrong about that. I think the empirical evidence of tariffs historically is what it is, and it's not going to be good for the U.S. economy, and certainly not good for the economies of Canada and Mexico or any other country where we are imposing them. But this uncertainty is, if you could make a tariff system any worse, it's made worse by the uncertainty, and that's where we are right now.
Right, and also good reference there on the Smoot-Hawley from 1930, because we are dealing with this tariff issue right now after 100 years of that, after that. Michael, when we talk about how these things are being delayed and people are growing impatient, there's also that feeling with this federal efficiency movement that the Trump administration is trying to push through. And there's now quite a bit of pushback. The polls are showing that people are getting a little aggravated with the way this is being done. What's your take on that?
Well, there's no doubt about it that this is being done by design. And if you remember when Elon Musk took over Twitter, he had the same approach. His approach is, and it's a business tactic, to come in and take a sledgehammer to stuff, see what stands and what's absolutely necessary, and then eliminate everything else. Probably makes some sense in a business system, but I'm not sure it does in a government. And when you come in with a sledgehammer like we have, we canceled Ebola prevention and so many other things. So while the president is out using ridiculous made-up stats and numbers to justify this taking a sledgehammer to the United States government, it's ultimately costly. And I fear that it's going to cost us money in the long run. And you couple that with what's going on with our allies, and that we've essentially made our relationship with Canada and Mexico as hostile as the relationship we have with Russia and China. It may make sense in one time, but these are relationships that get scarred forever. So we have disarray on the world circuit, and then our own government is failing. And it's disappointing to see, but this is what people voted for. And as John pointed out, Donald Trump told everybody this is what he was going to do. And I guess people are now waking up and realizing, hey, this isn't what I wanted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, someone was saying the other day they made a decision in their business or whatever, and what they remember about it was the decision was the right decision. The way he did it was wrong, and it turned out to be a disaster. So execution matters in these situations. John?
I agree with that. I do think that it matters. And, you know, one of the things that Republicans have talked about my entire life, and John, I think, has talked about this maybe, that businesses could be more like, I mean, government could be more like business. And I think we're seeing right in front of us why you can't run a government like a business. You just can't go and take a sledgehammer to it. You really do need to do it strategically, because long term, it's going to cost you more because you're going to have to reassemble it.
Well, you can run a government like a business, but most businesses don't run like this. Most businesses take an assessment of where they are, and if there are places where they can save and cut and reduce their cost of manufacturing, they do that. But it's done, you know, in a very systematic and methodical fashion. And that's just, you know, that's not what we're seeing done here. I don't have a problem with running government like a business, but I do have a problem with running government like chaos.
Very well said, both of you. As always, very thoughtful conversations that we have with you two, and it's much needed in our society. So thanks.
See you, Scott.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.